couple items on the admin consent agenda. I move passage of those.
Second.
Second.
If I could just comment on that, just Commissioner, the on the consent, just take note that we've officially approved that we're going to host the MARC 2016 convention in Bismarck, and it's now an official activity of the commission, so the money guy will be happy. Right, Josh? You'll be happy now?
That's right. Okay, I found mine now. Sorry.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. So we have a couple of discussion matters with the commission. We'll do that first, unless one of you would rather go into scheduling first.
Maybe if you don't mind doing the scheduling.
Okay.
Just in case I have
so
to
you have to,
out.
In case you have to peel out. All right. That's so we'll okay. Skip to scheduling. The first item on scheduling, let's see, in order of importance, probably is the work session Coyote Creek Mine permit.
And I don't think that should need to be a long work session, mm-hmm. but I think it probably would be helpful for us to, while it's relatively fresh in our minds, because, you know, we're not expecting the transcripts to be completed, I think she said, for about 6 weeks from last Friday. And then Mr. Broughton has 3 weeks, and then Mr. Biala has
another 10 days.
So while this is still more fresh in our mind, I thought if we have a work session and primarily to talk about what we might be deeming non-jurisdictional versus jurisdictional and might give them more of an idea of what they want to put into their comments.
I think it's a good idea.
Arguments, rather.
I think, Brian, you're gone quite a bit next week.
I'm back on Wednesday sometime, so...
So...
Friday.
15th or 16th?
There's the 15th, I don't know if we've all been invited, but there's that GRE day with the coal stuff up there.
Mm. I don't have it on my calendar. Is it, where is it?
Up at their mine.
Oh, okay. So do you rather look at the 16th? We have our meetings in the morning, a legislative tracking meeting and a director's meeting.
How about right away in the afternoon after the...
Sure.
Director's meeting.
1:30? What time?
I think either one is fine with me. I don't know if staff has any.
Good for me.
Does 1 o'clock work for this, Jim, on the 16th?
I think that should be fine. I'm not aware of any conflict there. So.
Okay. So we'll say Friday, January 16th at 1 p.m. for the work session on Coyote Creek Mine Permit. All right. Then we've got the formal hearing for Basin Electric Power Co-op Pioneer Generating Station. Victor, I think you came around with some possible dates, didn't you?
Yeah,
do we have some to start with?
The primary dates we have is the 2nd, 4th, and 5th of March. I think the 2nd is probably the preference I've heard so far from everyone.
Because that's a day where the legislature, we know, is not in session, so we won't have any conflicts there. Of course, sometimes people do... take that time to be out of the office and out of state. So does that work for you guys? What would you prefer?
It works for me.
All those are good for me, 2, 4, or 5.
Should we go ahead with the 2nd? That works for the company and our attorney?
Yes.
Who's the attorney on this one?
Mitch.
Okay. Okay, why don't we go ahead and say Monday, March 2nd.
Okay. And time. I wasn't sure what...
This will take place in Williston, right?
Right.
We've started this idea of the 9 a.m., and it has worked really well because we can finish and we don't end up with the kind of the awkward time over lunch, or else we have the option of going 4 hours and going through if it looks like we can finish it and then still getting done by 1, so it gives the public and everybody a chance to have lunch. So, but what time would we have to – is about an hour to Williston?
Hour 20, I think, Daryl.
An hour 20 minutes by flight.
Yeah. Okay, so if we want to land there at 8 – this is my time, not Calc's 8:30.
We were never late for a hearing under my watch.
We'll fly in right at the moment.
Well, one thing about we're dealing with a site that has had, you know, an establishment on it for some time. We have already made additions to it and dealt with the water issue. We know they own the land. I don't think that it would probably be a very long hearing.
Maybe we could start at 9:30 and leave here at 6:45.
Commissioner Crispin and I are fine with any time you pick in the morning.
Okay. 9:30? 9:30. That backs up to 8:30, 8 o'clock, 8:15. It gives us a little extra time because sometimes transportation in Williston is a little bit shaky in terms of the cabs being there, and then getting through town can take a while too.
And the location we're using, I think, is a little bit further from the airport than...
Is it City Hall?
It's not City Hall. The company actually requested the NDSU Ernie French Center.
Oh, that is out there.
I kind of like the setup there. It's a little bit...
Oh, sure. You go out on 2 to the west.
Yeah. If we get the taxi lady, it don't take long to get across town either.
Well, when you're cutting through church parking lots. All right. Okay. 9:30 on, let's see, what did we say? March 2nd.
Monday.
At the Ernie French Center. That's NDSU Extension, right?
Correct.
Okay. 9:30 on March 2nd in Williston. Okay. So then we have the Ottertail Power Pie meeting. Daryl, did they throw out any possible dates for that?
They threw out a number of possible dates. They're looking at January 14th, 16th, 23rd, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, or February 4th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 23rd, 24th, or 26th. So, and their new president, they would like to kind of introduce him as well. So it's...
Okay, so what were the January dates? 14th?
14th, 16th.
16th, we've now kind of booked up, so we can't...
23rd, 26th.
23rd works.
23rd would work for me in the afternoon.
Good by me.
Should we say 1:30 to 3? Hour and a half? They tend to take more than an hour.
I think you guys should schedule that. I got to go to Southwest Power Pool meeting that, but I think stick with it. I'll try to get something late out of town.
All right. Or we could look at, they gave lots of dates. I mean, we could sure look at other dates.
That's fine.
If you want to be on hand to make sure you're on hand. 23rd, what was the other dates?
26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, or 30th. So that whole
28th, 29th are wide open.
Let's look at the 28th. Does that work for you, Randy?
Morning,
yeah, me too. Okay, so do they have a preference on time? Do they have any?
I didn't see anything on here as far as time.
9 a.m.?
I'm assuming they would, I don't know if they're flying in or driving in or what it would be, but fly in.
Yeah, so
they might want to
maybe a little later in the morning.
It's not too far of a flight. 10 o'clock? Let's say 10. January 28th at 10.
All right. I will contact them and let them know.
Okay. And then I had one other thing I wanted to add. The Highland application, I just wanted to throw out the possibility for my colleagues. Do you want a work session on that to talk through with staff and our attorney on approach? They've filed for a reroute around one of the residences that where they couldn't obtain the waiver. They haven't filed, that I could see in the application, a reroute around the other residences, and I don't know if we've received waivers from them or not on those locations. So I have a few questions that I would like to talk with staff on that, and I just wanted to see if you want a work session or if you want me to work through it and then develop a proposal.
I'm fine with you as a portfolio holder working through it, but if Commissioner Crispin wants to do it, I'll join you.
I'm fine with you doing it as well. It would seem odd if they're going to come in and have solved one and then, you know, maybe want the other issues waived or something like that. I would hope they bring us one application with the issues solved one way or the other.
Yeah. Okay, we'll work through that then. Okay, anything else for scheduling?
One quick thing. I just got we have an informal scheduled with Excel on the 21st about their IRP. They'd like to move that to February 11th because their new president, Chris Clark, would like to attend, and he's not able to make that 21st date. They're requesting February 11th. I think we have a...
informal that afternoon.
Yes.
Yep. That's fine with me.
What was the date again?
Before and after.
February 11th.
Works for me.
That's an informal.
Yep. That works.
informal on their IRP. Have they filed that with us yet? Have we received
it? We have not seen it yet, though.
Okay.
So we've seen all the comments in Minnesota flying around.
All right.
Then we should also get the schedule cleared up that there is no informal with a specific thing scheduled for the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Free up that time for something else, yeah.
Yep. Okay, anything else from staff for scheduling?
Can I just add one thing, Commissioner?
Absolutely.
Just to comment, the Tuesday hearing, I'm still going to be doing at that pipeline meeting in Texas, so I will not have my seat in the plane. So I'd offer up for our new attorney or anyone else that wants to go to might as well use the space.
Okay, great. Right.
There's certain limits in the plan, I guess, get better. You can fit two of them and one of me. I don't know how that all works. Anyway.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else, Randy? Okay. So we'll move into the discussion matters. I want to add one thing under discussion in terms of the – do we have some – roughed up plans for the 13th work space?
I've got some general plans that we're going to do to kind of start it off with.
Okay, do you have anything written out for us?
I have nothing written, no.
Okay, all right, well, we'll just talk. So we'll just add to this item number 3, 13th expansion ideas and plans. All right, but
13th floor?
13th floor, yeah. Okay, so, but leading off with the public notices, this is something that Stacy and I have been working on. I'll give a couple preliminary comments and then invite Stacy to sort of explain things. But there is some information in our packet here. So I have always looked at legal public notices and wondered who reads them, because they're so hard to understand, and it is the public's notice that something is happening that they might be concerned about. And so I've started working with the Newspaper Association a couple years ago when I first got here on a new way to look at this and make it more appealing and more something that the public might actually engage in a little bit more. And Stacy has picked that up now and worked with the Newspaper Association. They've done some draft proposed layouts. We have to be very careful. Alana is involved in this too, that we are giving the same notice to the newspapers that we provide to the parties. And so there's some issues there that we have to work on. They've done the a bid on a two similar, like using the old way and using the new way. And the new way is just slightly more expensive. And just a reminder, not that we want to be careless with their money, but just a reminder that this is these ads are paid for by these through the siting dollars. So we want to be conscious and use them correctly. But this is not taxpayer dollars going to pay for these ads. So we have in our packet, Stacey, you want to walk through what we have? So we have some possibilities. What we want is your idea, your thoughts, if you're interested in us pursuing this, if you hate this idea or whatever. But I think it's a valuable initiative to try to do a better job informing the public of the meetings that we're holding, the public hearings that we're holding, and the opportunities they have to engage in issues that might be of interest to them. So that was my goal in pursuing this. So. Stacey, you want to walk through what we have in our little packet?
Yeah. In your packets, I included this one that says current public notice. This is what they currently look like when they run in the newspaper. We found a recent one. So just to show you what it looks like now. And then the draft display ad is the proposed new look of what it would look like. This is the one that the Newspaper Association put together for us. And as Commissioner Fedorchak stated, we need to work through some of the language and so forth, but it gives you a general idea of just how it could look differently to try and get people's attention a little more. And then I did include an example of the actual notice that gets sent. This is just the text, just to show you what gets currently sent in text, and then they would take the text and turn it into the display ad. So hopefully you can just see the kind of the difference between the way the two look.
I don't know if I could just throw a thought. I think it's Good by me. The only thing I would say is that we might want to prepare some other examples, because we're still going to do notices on telephone stuff and we're still going to do notices on coal stuff. So this, we can't, well, we could, but I'd prefer not to do one type of notice for a siting hearing and another type of notice for a telephone hearing. If we're going to change the notices, we should make them all look the same, right?
That General Counsel? That was Alana's comment, too.
Maybe I am an attorney. Just saying. I mean,
you've trained him very well, Alana.
Did you go to law school at UND, Alana?
I actually have 2 degrees from UND.
Excellent.
Keep losing this fight. But anyway, I think it's great. Just that the cost will be ours on telephone stuff, and it will be ours on other stuff. So
and just to reference, if I remember this right, the cost difference was only like $10 for the one that we had them. $10 per run difference.
Right.
So it wasn't like
double or
it wasn't like huge amounts difference, which I was surprised at actually. But
that's a good idea to dummy up some other potential options like the telephone, and you know,
rate case.
And I think that we could actually have them. We could look at all our different types of notices, be it telephone rates, coal permits. You know. What else do we do? Siting things?
ADPs, take your pick, yeah. But I think the format.
And we could kind of have a general kind of template to plop in for each of them. Randy, your thoughts?
Well, I assume that the pipelines in this picture are not like part of a logo, that's going to be the background for everything, because otherwise people who are concerned about a coal mine permit aren't going to pay attention to something.
No.
I don't know what photo we would use on a coal mine permit or all the different things that we would possibly have public notices regarding. So if we think we can come up with the right things that actually would draw the right people's attention, fine. Or if not, maybe the alternative, although I will say when I first looked at this, I liked the photo idea. You know, that's what draws people's attention. But maybe if we think we're not going to be able to get, when we really review all the different things we issue public notices for, if we can't come up with photos that would really be the right match for them all, or at least for almost all of them, maybe then the alternative is to use that blank space to really emphasize in even much larger font this is a McKenzie County natural gas liquids pipeline hearing. But I will say this, I really like that we're doing something different, because I don't sense in the last 2 years that our public notices are often read by the people that we wish would have read them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe it's. I agree with all that. Maybe it's just a slippery slope to start putting photos on, because this is not. There's always the devil's advocate. This is a pipeline above ground, but it's not going to be an above ground pipeline that we're siting. So, maybe it's best just to use the white space and not start going down the road of pictures. I don't know, because it's the wrong picture of the project that it's not related to it.
Right. Well, let's talk to the Newspaper Association. They have very good graphic folks over there who can listen to our concerns and try to find graphics that are appropriately generic for each of the things that we might run notices on. And I know this is extra work, and it is, but I do think that it is worth the effort to try to look at this differently and see if there's a way that we can make our public notices more conducive to public reading.
Might I suggest that whoever's doing that, you know, maybe it would be worth the extra time to put together a list of all the public notices that we've issued in the last year or even 2 years. And so you've got that list, and talk to the graphics people and say, these are all the things that we'd have to match up here.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's a great approach.
The obvious ones will be easy. Mm-hmm. It will be the ones that we didn't think about that will cause us the trouble. Another example, we have the public notices on grain licensing issues.
The Newspaper Association has been really welcoming this. They like this idea, and they'd like to have their public notice sections look better as well. So they're very open to trying to work through this and come up with a new type of template and new approach. Alana, is there a problem legally with coming up with kind of generic elevators, generic coal mine, generic pipeline photos?
Not my first impression. We do, Casey is going to work on this a little also, but we do have to do some research to see if there were cases, any cases out of the Supreme Court that somehow defined when you cross the line in a legal notice. That's the part that we haven't gotten done yet. So I don't really think so. I think your photo question might lean more towards what message it sends that's not legal. Like, do you put a drag line up for the coal so it looks bad, or do you put wheat fields up because it looks good, or, you know, you have to, I think you have to think about those things a little more. But if you do some other examples, then that, those questions will be easier for you to reach conclusions on.
Didn't we have some trouble a few years ago about we got roughed up because of photos on our website that belonged to somebody else too? So there's always that concern.
Oh, yeah. ITD was sued, and there were several different agencies that had done that.
I assume the Newspaper Association has the rights to the photos there.
Yeah, they'll be careful.
That's a safer way of going about it. But I still think you need to think about the merits of how it looks or doesn't.
How about a picture of Jim Deutsch for coal stuff and Pat Fawn for telephone stuff?
That would definitely get people to the hearings.
Yes. And, you know, I had mentioned that even if we don't have a picture when you talk about, like, the rate cases and so forth, so we might not have a picture. To me, just having our logo at the top rather than just the words North Dakota Public Service Commission even gets my attention more when you look at comparing the two. Just having the logo at the top draws people into
it. Does draw your attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, more so than just straight text. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No graphics. So
it's legendary.
Okay.
Legendary, yes. Okay, so we will come up with templates, mock templates with potential graphics for a wide variety, as many as we can, of the type of notices that we do, and Casey will do some research on what other kind of issues we need to be thinking about so we do this correct way. So Casey and Stacy will take this project forward and just keep reporting back to me, and we'll work through it and come back with some conclusions here in the next month or so. Okay, thank you so much for working on that, Stacy, and in the future, Casey and Alana, thank you for being open to considering this. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Esther, John can sign all yours.
Okay, so the second item on the discussion is invoices for EPA comments. Josh.
Yes, we got the invoices here from Holland and Hart on these comments, and there was some discussion about the using the reclamation and grade and litigation line or charging it to public utilities. And as I look at it, in my opinion, everything in the invoices references regulating electric utility. And I have a hard time, you know, from a conservative standpoint, charging it to the reclamation and grain litigation line. But I know Alana's here, so if there's any legal discussion or determination, you know, that's why I put it on the agenda.
Okay. Alana, do you have any thoughts to weigh in on with this?
No. I've had this question in my head since the beginning, but I don't really know. I don't really have a different answer or any specifics one way or the other.
How do you consider legislative intent for that fund in this way? What record do we turn to determine legislative intent?
I think we'd have to go look at the written testimony. We can go with our recollections, but then I think we should, you know, really look at the written testimony. I didn't realize you wanted that for today, but we could get it.
If we examined the discussion, our written testimony, and any other records that exist for that matter, and found that we felt that they were intended it to be used more broadly than what the title of the line item suggests. Is that you know, defendable? Is that accurate?
Well, if you were in, okay, we're doing something a little different here, but if you were in a lawsuit or an appeal to court and you were doing a brief, legislative intent is only used when it's when the question, the line in the law, is ambiguous. It's really irrelevant if it's not ambiguous. So you first look at the sentence in the appropriation, the thing that was actually passed, and if that's not ambiguous, that's the end of the investigation. It's only if you think that. So that's your first discussion, I think.
That's where I'm hung up.
And what is it? Remind me what the
reclamation and grain licensing litigation. This isn't reclamation. Mm-hmm. It's not grain licensing, nor is it litigation at this point. So, from a conservative standpoint, to me, this is a public utilities operating expense. But if you wanted to go beyond that, that's where I'd have to defer, have Alana make a determination or somebody else.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, and I guess I have no basis to make a determination any different. I mean, I'm not the guru that defines the sentences in the laws. Now, somebody like the Emergency Commission could say you can use that line item for this expense if you make your policy pitch to the Emergency Commission. Of course, I don't think they meet now, but there are people who can tell you that that's okay, but it's not me necessarily.
Well, in this case, in either event, neither the grain licensing and litigation fund nor our operating money are things that we're going to carry over anyway. Whatever is not used goes back to the general fund at the end of the biennium. So as long as the amount of money that we need doesn't exceed our ability to pay out of one or the other, it probably doesn't matter much which we take it out of. Correct.
General fund in either case.
Right. So,
yeah, but in our budget.
Up to now, we're able to cover it out of our operating.
Yes.
If we don't get into anything dramatically larger, right?
Next one. Yes, unless we start getting much larger than where we're currently at, we'll be fine.
Well, then I think we should just pay it out of there and be safe and see what transpires in the next few weeks or months.
Do we know if we've been billed for all the work that's been completed to date, or is there still an outstanding bill for work completed in December?
I'm assuming there's still outstanding, but I don't know. I will contact the attorney and find out, unless Victor knows.
I don't know for sure. There wasn't a whole lot more work that he did after the comments were filed. There was just a couple of follow-up, really short sessions. So.
Okay.
I haven't seen the bill to see what all it's entailing, but I would assume that's the majority of it.
Okay.
We're billed through November 25th, so anything after that, we would not.
Really?
And when did we file? I thought it was right around that time.
It was.
Right before Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
That sounds about right, like before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we should be pretty much current when we pay the bill that we have.
Okay. All right. Well, so pay with the general fund until further discussion or further.
But, yeah, this will
I mean, our operating.
And so Pat or Mike would probably sign off on these.
Okay. All right. Neither of whom is in the room, so you'll have to.
No.
Okay. All right. That concludes that, Josh?
No.
All right. Then, Daryl, so staff knows we've been given authority to use part of the third floor since labor has been moved. Where's labor moved to?
J-Wing.
J-Wing, yeah. Okay. So now that opened up that portion of it. And so, Daryl, can you walk through the space, what we have, and what you've kind of come
well,
up
this
with?
Is, well, right now we have five office spaces on the 13th floor facing the south. I was told yesterday, too, we have possibly the sixth office, too. So we actually have a good potential of having an additional office of the sixth. My initial proposal is this, commissioners, is that we look at moving finance up on the 13th floor, which would vacate their two offices here, which we could end up moving our public utility analysts in those two offices. I would leave the office that they're presently in with the double Herman Miller in there, and I think we would move our other public utility person and our new attorney into that area, which is a bigger area, a little bit more comfortable. I would reopen that the office area that they're in for our rotating staff at this point.
Would you move into Vic and Julie spots, Casey, and who else?
And Dave.
Oh, I see.
Dave Charles. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and so that, because that gives them a little bit more spot, a little more comfortable, and then we would open the vault again for the for the weights and measures people or the pipeline people to utilize that office again. I know we've also have a request to look at moving Paul Klebe into a different office, considering the noise factor that's in his office. Jim has requested that we move Joan maybe into one of the offices on the 13th floor that is vacant, mm-hmm. and move Paul into that vacant office, or I know that Steve has some ideas on that too, but I would do that at this point. That would be my preliminary request or recommendation at this time, and then to look at, down the road on how those positions that we've requested. And so, we do have the security on that as well, and I know that. And like I said, the sixth office, two of those offices are still occupied by Labor Commission right now. They have files locked in there, and they're going to try to empty those within the next 2 or 3 months. So, as they move those, and maybe sooner than that too, Commissioner. Anyway, that would be my proposal at this point.
Well, I think from my standpoint, that's a good first step. To go with Josh and Krista, and then get Julie and Vic into their own offices, and Casey and Dave into that larger space. I think that's a good first move. It also puts PUD all together.
Right.
Just in terms of staff thinking about this, we're thinking of grouping folks by divisions and keeping people with like jobs near each other and together. So I don't envision, everybody who wants a bigger office saying, hey, I'd like to be on that 13th floor facing south, just kind of randomly. We're going to have a plan to do this in a way that helps make really good use of that space and is strategically smart for how we function and operate long term. So I think this first move makes sense and gets us a step in that direction. And then the next one we'll be looking at some of these other factors.
And we may be looking at redesigning some of those offices as well. So,
how to best use, gym staff in their space and how to, really maximize the potential of 13th floor. We've talked a little bit about trying to have a break room up there or a meeting room. Some of that hall space there is inefficient. It's really wide in the new area. So can we expand some of the offices? Can we have more, a larger space for workstations and so there'll be some lots of discussion and planning for how to best use that space up there.
Commissioner, I've also been in discussion with Joel Leopold, who is the architect, and he's also going to do some design work on it up there, and that's why I haven't really given you a full plug, because he has some things that he wants to look at. I know Commissioner Crispin had looked at possibly maybe adding offices in the hallway. However, there's some regulatory responsibility in terms of the architect saying we can't put offices in there, considering it's a moving area, because that's it takes it to the emergency evacuation procedures. But if we expand those offices, we can do some work with that. So he's taking a look at that for us, and I should have a better answer within the next week or so on how to redesign or the possibility of redesigning those offices as well.
I think the important thing, though, is to make the moves that were talked about that we probably know we want to do mm-hmm. in a reasonably quick time. However, it also doesn't make sense to move a bunch of stuff up there and then after it's all up there, then decide to clean the carpet or there's damaged paint or something and let's get those basics done while they're empty.
Yeah.
And regarding if Paul's office is moved, I really think that inside corridor, we need to kind of wait and see once how things are progressing as far as our technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there are a lot of legislative components that have an influence on how we'd use that space.
Exactly.
But this makes a good sense, I think.
Okay.
This first step.
I will move forward on that.
I would only advise if we wait too long trying to make some of these changes and getting a contractor up here before June 30th to use budget dollars now will be difficult.
Yeah.
So the longer we wait, the harder it becomes.
And I concur with that. And like I said, I'm having Joel kind of draw some things up for us. The last drawing he's had from 13th floor was in 2010, so I'm asking to update that so that we can kind of have a better idea of the walls and how best to move that, because I don't want to make any proposals knowing that they may be solid walls and make, you know, rather than these other, you know,
temporary.
What, like, altar walls, yeah, that we have. So anyway.
Okay. Any other thoughts from staff on that? Okay. All right. We have to get the place cleaned up first. Okay. All right. Anything else for discussion matters that anyone has on their mind? Going once. All right. I think our meeting is adjourned.